All right, Jabal, say good morning. So we are picking up in Perek Yirah from Mesilas Yesharim. And we left off on page Kuf Vav. So if you remember again, just we're in the middle, in this particular chapter of the Midah of Nikios, that Ramchal is focusing on the different behaviors that we often, that it is difficult to cleanse one's self of. Or more specifically, the Averos, that almost everyone ends up transgressing, says Ramchal, at different times in different ways, often because the expansive nature of the sin is such that I might not even realize that what it is that I'm doing is wrong. So we're focusing over here in the area of arayos, in the area of immorality. So we've been focusing on the idea that although we all know that when it comes to arayos, obviously the illicit sexual encounter will be usur, but there are so many other pieces of arayos, says Ramchal, that we have to be sensitive to. Otherwise, we end up transgressing, and when we transgress, even if the transgression at the end of the day is not of a biblical nature, and even if it's not the, you know, achiv kares, achiv misa, but to transgress in any way paves the way for more enhanced negative behavior down the road. And unless, of course, a person does something to actively stem the tide of negativity early on, we find ourselves in places in life that at the end of the day, we know we should not be. So he says over here as follows, "Binyan adibra ma'isha." So he focuses over here about even when it comes to speaking to a woman. He says, "Behedya shaninu, kalamar besicha ima'isha gori mura aliatzmo." So it's a very dramatic statement. The person who goes ahead and speaks too much with a woman causes negativity for himself. And I will say, now, what does that mean? So truth is, one doesn't have to be a rocket scientist for this kind of stuff. But again, on a very basic level, be careful. Thank you. Right, good, smart, by the way. Right, be careful with interactions, even with social interactions, even with professional interactions. A person always has to be vigilant. You know, I will say, so much of what Ramchal is writing over here is far, far left. Are you looking for the Gemara's Menachem? Far left, I think. Are they none left? None left. So this is all predicated on a concept in Chazal of Ein Apotropos L'Arayos. Ein Apotropos L'Arayos means that at the end of the day, there is no guardian, right, for immorality. In other words, that a person has to recognize that although they may think that they are safeguarded from some type of immoral trespass, it's not true. It's not true. All of us are subject to temptation, and therefore, because we're all subject to temptation, all of us ultimately, again, are subject to these lapses in different ways. So because of that, a person must be ever vigilant, even in terms of how I talk with a woman, with someone else who's not my wife. All of this requires us to be exceptionally vigilant. He goes on, Bishmiya, when it comes ultimately again to hearing, Kol Bi'isha Erva. Well, so there's a concept of Kalisha, right? The concept of Kalisha is not it's not a minug, right? It's a halacha. And a person has to be vigilant with that as well, because even just aside from what we see, what we hear impacts us as well. Od Be'inyan Znus, Hapeh Va'ozen. So here he comes to another very important topic. Furthermore, when it comes to matters of immorality, right, by mouth, or ultimately through what we hear, explains the Ramchal, Dahainu hadibur bedivreznus. But say this is something that also we have to be so vigilant with, and especially, again, sometimes people, even in well-meaning ways, just be a little bit humorous, say things that are inappropriate. And even saying things that are inappropriate is also a form of znos, is also a form of arayas. So he goes on, he says as follows, Oashmir ledvar ma'ila, speaking about matters of immorality, listening to matters of immorality, kvar tzavchu b'kruchyo v'amru, v'lo yire b'cha ervas davar, ervas dibur, zed nibul peh. So explains Ramchal so profoundly. And this is an incredible drasha, right? The drasha la yirabecha ervas davar, right? A matter of erva should not be seen with you, to the Gemara Darshans, as ervas dibur. Ervas dibur. So what's ervas dibur? Meaning illicit talk. Even talking about things that are immoral, even talking about things that are of a highly sexualized nature. So we have to, you'll say, it's just speech. I'm not committing arayas. Right? I'm not engaging in an act of morality. Again, you see that Chazal wants us to be careful with our dibur, even when it comes to arayos as well. He goes on, he says, Va'amru od, I'm just skipping two lines. He goes on, Amru od, Hakol yodim kala lama nichneses l'chupa. Everyone knows what the chasen and kala are going to be doing after the wedding is over. Everyone is aware of that. Ela kol habna b'pi va'omro. But whoever is so crass and actually speaks about it, afilu gzardin shel shivim shana l'tova hofchin l'ra. Even if for the last 70 years you were an absolute tzaddik, and yet gzardin l'tova. So one act of mivopel like that overturns an entire gizar din l'tova. Now we'll say again, could it be that this is a bit hyperbolic? Sure, we saw about hyperbole again, right, in Tamid and Me'ilah before. But my point just is that what Chazal are saying is, come on, a Jew doesn't talk that way. A Jew doesn't talk that way. There's a way of also, and this is true also because especially, you know, sometimes people, you know, it's funny. You have to be so vigilant about what you forward, right? It's so easy to like forward something or to share something or to this or to that. But I will say we have to really think about it because a lot of times we are the recipients of things that either have off-color humor or have innuendo. And the truth is, Chazal, the Ramchal is saying that is a chilek, ultimately, again, of arayas. No, if anybody were to ask me, did you transgress any arayas today? So I would say, no, Baruch Hashem, it's been a good day, right? No arayas today. But yeah, I will say, what do you see from the Ramchal? You see that you say something inappropriate, right? You say something inappropriate, right? You say something with innuendo. You say something a bit, you know, crass. That's arayas. Okay, I got it. It's not an Isra Daraisa. It's not an Isra Kares. It's not an Isra Misa. That's fine, but we don't define success as Baruch Hashem today. I wasn't Chayiv Misa. It's certainly a great start. It's an incredible start to the day. But Lamaisa, that can't be the metric of my success. Otherwise, again, I'm really underperforming. He goes on, Va'amru od, afilu sicha kala shebein ish le'ishto, magidim lo la'adam b'shas adin. He quotes over here an incredible gemara, an overwhelming gemara, that after 120, even the intimate conversations that a person has with his wife are retold before him at the Beis Din Shalmala, which tells me that even in the context of a permitted relationship, right, even in the context of a sacred relationship, so how I talk and what I say ultimately matters as well. And I will say when it comes to listening or to hearing things that are inappropriate, Chazal already said, Tap of Kuf Zayin, Af Hashomea Veshosik, Shene Emar Zuum Hashem Yiposham, Hari Lecha, Shekala Tzrich, Shekala Chushim, Tzrichim Lihios Nekim Min Haznus Ume Inyono. So I will say a very profound statement. That you see, the Ramchal says, what do you see from here? Sira will say, up until you see this section on Nikius, we often assume that when it comes to anything regarding Znus or Arayos, it's talking about physical behaviors, right? Again, it's the prohibition of engaging in anything illicit, which is true. But says Ramchal, you see that in order to be a Nuki, remember again, that this chapter is Nikius. So I could be sin-free, but not Nuki. The goal of Nikios is to try to purge myself of the vestiges of sin. No one's ever going to be totally nucky. That's important to understand. But lemaisa, I can at least sensitize myself to it. So when it comes to the arayos, when it comes to morality, we see that it's not just about abstaining from illicit relationships, but it's a certain purity of the senses as well. It's making sure that what I'm looking at, shmiras ha'inayim, is okay. It's making sure that what I'm listening to is pure, and it's making sure that what I'm talking about is appropriate as well. And of course, if I guard the senses, then hopefully, again, one will be able to guard themselves from engaging in negative activity as well. And so we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up on Monday.